Do you have any phobias? Some of the most common phobias are fear of spiders or fear of heights, fear of germs, fear of snakes. Some of you are crawling in your skin right now. But underlying all of those fears is usually one overarching fear, and that is the fear of dying. All of these other phobias are a type of survival mode our minds and bodies go into because we sense some danger that we think could lead to death. But what if someone could cast a spell over you so that you did not fear death? And what if it wasn't a spell, but a reality that death was not possible for you? Would that change the way you live your life? Would it change the way you think about the choices you make? Because most of us live lives with safety in mind. We want to live safeguarded lives. We want to take risks only if they are carefully measured. In our study of John, Jesus is going to say something that will hopefully liberate you from the fear of dying, more specifically, of dying in your sin. In John chapter 8, verse 36, Jesus says, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This truth, when believed and trusted in the way Jesus has laid it out in this text, will fling you into the freedom of living a life with wild abandonment for the glory of Christ. And isn't that why we've come to Christ, the hope of eternal life? And the truth, this truth is the main theme of John. John writes so that people can know and experience eternal life, which is only found in Jesus Christ. As you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Nepalese Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Nepal.